I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Kane's barbershops of old. Knowing the importance of a well-shaved and neatly shorn citizenry, General Thomas L. Kane staked his trusted friend Scipio Young the capital he needed to open the Hilltop's first barbershop. An emancipated slave, Young quickly grew the business to include a billiards parlor. By 1885, the town had two combination pool rooms and barbershops when Joe Manzella opened his parlor in the original Thompson House. Adding billiards to the business model was a clear line of demarcation. A barbershop was a man's domain. In the days before safety razors, business boomed for barbershops, as self-respecting customers regularly sought a steady hand for a close shave along with an occasional haircut. In what seemed like a quaint and gentlemanly gesture, competing shops agreed to unified pricing and hours of service in an unofficial union dating back to the 1880s. At the time, if you wanted a shave in Kane, it would cost you 15 cents, period. This practice continued into the 1970s and by today's standards would be considered price fixing. When the new Thompson replaced the original hotel, Charles W. Jefferson, a native of Detroit, set up shop there. According to his 1953 obituary in the Kane Republican, his remarkably retentive memory gave him the ability to accurately recount many of the chapters in the history of the town, most of them as told to him by men who made that history. In late years, all that recalled that colorful era of Kane's boisterous boom days of gas, glass, and lumbering were the personal shaving mugs in their display cases with names and decorations. Charles Russo Sr. opened his shop at 404 Baird Street in 1932. Together with son Charles Jr., the two moved to Fraley Street, maintaining a convivial business at the corner of Haynes and Fraley until that building was razed to make way for a Quaker State gas station in 1959. At that time, the Russo Barbershop moved to the former home of Bessie's Kitty Shop. The Russos maintained their business together into the 1970s. The post-World War II days brought an influx of former GIs into the local barbershop ranks. During that era, becoming a licensed barber required completing a formal training program and serving a two-year apprenticeship. When Pat Palumbo completed his apprenticeship at the Olean Hotel in 1950, Pat bought Charles Jefferson's shop in the basement of the new Thompson and all the supplies and equipment. A left-hander, Palumbo also learned the trade from a lefty barber. According to a story in the Kane Republican, Palumbo said barbering was hard on his feet due to standing all day. He also recalled many trends in haircuts for men over the years, including flat tops. He told the newspaper that he had a comb with a level on it to make sure the cut was flat. Friendly Pat Palumbo liked to strike up conversations with his customers. The golden age of barbering on the Hilltop during the 1950s through the 1970s was a time of charismatic business owners and lively repartee. Pat Palumbo started his day at about 7:10 a.m. after picking up the morning newspapers, the Kane Republican reported. Local barber shops were important meeting places for men and provided an open forum for ideas. The most successful barbers were equal parts skilled tradesperson and storytellers. The haircut pricing was always fixed, but the entertainment was free. Surprisingly, Joe Fraggle, who apprenticed with Pat Palumbo, was the only local barber to buck the barbers union and reportedly offered haircuts at a quarter less than his competitors at his shop on Field Street. George Lingle sold his business establishment to Fraggle in 1965. Sam Savoia was one of the first barbers of the post-war era, setting up his shop at 149 Fraley Street in 1946. In 1954, Savoia joined forces with Fred Anderson, moving to 97 Fraley Street. This lively and charismatic duo regaled their customers for decades, earning a steady repeat business. Harold Kraft opened his business in the Centennial Building in 1948 after serving his apprenticeship in Smethport and Emporium. He closed the business in 1979 when the building, which also housed Dorothy's record store, was bought and later razed to make room for First Federal Savings and Loan. Business started to go south for the male-oriented barber shops when hairstyles became longer and longer in the 1960s and 1970s. Women stylists could serve double the customer base as barber shops began closing. This still well-coiffed generation of barbers had reached retirement age. The days of Brill Cream and Vitalis were over. Special thanks to Pete Palumbo for his great background, vintage photos, and great insights about his father, Pat Palumbo, and others. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.